in order that he should be able to be makriv gdoyim utloyim as he come Pesach that are already stronger, not so young. So that's not the theory of Shai Yochel Akhriftani. Gazley, שצריכים לקנה יהודי שבכל ארץ ישראל וכן זובי וזובי שכולם משים קנאים על הליסם לרגל so he zav and he zove so he has to bring a korban he can't so nah, so the if those who live far away from the Yerushalayim so they wait with the korbanes until they are in the regal then they are makriv and if the gazelis the pigeons are not old enough not strong enough so mimele so that's not a good sufficient reason to mabel the shonah aval pechini mabel lakach שיוכילים להובים דיינו שקשירים כשינקטנים. אבל איסי נאיסי נסא, even though this, in other words, גדויים, פלויים, זה יקזל שלא פירחו, is not a sufficient reason by itself to be מעבד לשונו, but it is sad, yes. אבל איסי נאיסי sad. אבל איסי נאיסי sad. סיוג וסמך לדבריהם, לעבר את השונו, אם צריך להביא עם פני החלום מהדבורים שמעברים עליהם, כנא לאובי ועל פירס ואילו, ואמרינו לי כמון, על שתיים מהן מעברים, ועל אחד מהם אי מעברים, הלולו גדויים ודבורים גדויים נשנס עם סעד, ומסתרפים לאחד מהם
מעברים.
So, not because the Gemara says, חישוב החידש בשלוש. תקופייס,
And he doesn't say Kiddush HaKiddush B'Shloish.
Kufitz means the equinox.
He doesn't say
Kiddush HaKiddush
B'Shloish. He doesn't say Kiddush HaKiddush B'Shloish.
Will be in Elohim. March 21st.
Now, let's see how Rashi explains.
Without Hebrew, suppose the Mishnah would say Chishuv HaKiddush B'Shloish. Will not be before the 16th of Nisan.
Chishuv HaKiddush. The name is Tzorech Shleisho. לחדשים אם יעבו את החידש ובחושבון את הלב אבל כשצורך לעבר כגי משום רק משום מעשיה אבל הוכה חוד
בנבור so that
hoche that we have to be mavel the
chidish
if it is necessary in order to present
so the Gemara says al shtayim
mehav
the
mehav for 2 days without two simonim
So what does it mean?
Now,
the other circumstance.
So that means the circumstance of how Shishon will be not fine with
the Gdoyim are still very soft
will be Friday,
and very young.
All that say, suppose Shishon will be Nikvan Friday.
So for both together, the fact Sunday, that the Peres Uyilon didn't blast,
and Sunday,
that the Gdoyim, the Tloyim are
so that means there will be 2 days
so which then there couldn't be any poor. So he says,
there couldn't be a
who's back the
The new moon happens to be on the Friday. The new moon of this happens to be on the Friday.
So on Wednesday,
so we have to be on Wednesday or Friday.
As the first
of all,
in order to prevent this,
that the employment
should be
accurate because of vegetation.
Very soft.
In other words, because if
it will be hard to use them to the other,
so then
the yogis will not. We've not arrived yet. In other words, the grain
because of that, we cannot be given Rosh Hashanah. We cannot be away at Rosh Hashanah. Rosh
Hashanah.
We cannot be away at Rosh Hashanah. And Friday, we all at say, Owen.
29 days.
So he says like this. Chishuv, look at what the name is. If the Mishnah states, Chishuv, Hachlub, Mishnah, then it would imply the computation that have to, and the calculation that have to be figured out in connection with the Kiddush Achidesh, that requires
given now. So what
for example, what kind of calculation?
The name is Yitzhak Shreisho Lechashi
in Yavle Achidesh. The Bruch Bonachah, Apo Pishitzorva, Kim Shirakiu Shalati, Apo Rokesh Lechaboyim. In other words, let's say, that the
because Ram Gamliel Shem Yavle was considered Zanat. And
so,
Rav Shimon Gamliel was considered a relative.
So in such a case, you're not
the Veya, Rishadesh Tishwe,
on the same day, on the day of the mail,
to Reb Shimon Gamliel, of Yerachio, Mishumad, was considered the Taki.
So see, without making any calculation,
between those who are considered the Taki, in the early generation, and those who are considered Adobin, in the later generation.
So Rabbi Yavne
was considered the Taki.
So they should
be in the earlier generation. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was considered by him to be Raki as an Onov. So he didn't mention Shafres Milze Bampoyu Bampoya.
The third
but first Bampoya
it appeared
the first sound and reasonable.
So then there were too many Mubore. To our mind it appeared reasonable.
In the year.
To our mind.
And the Aloha is, no, you cannot have too many Mubore was considered a Kaki. So he mentioned not only himself, but also the view of his chaverim.
In other words, there is the aloche that there must be in a year at least 4 months Mubarak, at least 4 months
Mubarak.
The question is, the scrivener.
Whether we should
to my brothers who live in the Golden
Eloy, the upper ghost of the outer,
and to my brothers who live in the lower ghost,
they are already
Shlem Chayat
Mantz Milboris.
Peace be with you.
Mudoy and Achnu inform you,
this man be your way.
Because
so if they are,
there is a mitzvah,
if they are already
8 months,
there is a mitzvah of bio.
Why?
Because of that will occasion
of the shono,
that will cause
of the shono,
too much of a chasm
and
between
and
the
kviyas
of Peshchedesh
and so
it has to be
so inspired
there of Pesach.
There has to be a calendar
between the day of the Jews
day of the month
that and this man Abio has arrived.
Because many Jews might not know
the mail.
So that
if
was
there is the letter.
If it,
so
we're not allowed
so this man be
to be kivaya,
that is this man Abio
Lachish,
we should not
days
what
when that day
imply
that represent
if he has
more
any
more
two
misled,
and if he has any Maiserishin in his possession,
vary
to the Levi. If he has Maiseroni, he has to give it away
the male
to the
Oni, and the
day. Maiseroni,
and
so
he
has Maiserishin,
if he's able to come to Yerushalayim,
so he has to go to Yerushalayim. Before
that are two misled
of the Shalosh Nishis or the Shalosh Nishis.
If
the
need is
between the Mele
and Yerushalayim,
and the first day
cannot be
found,
so
we cannot be
found in Yerushalayim,
so
yes. So
in Pech, Sima, Bor, Vayar, Bor, Bishonoh,
so
the only Jews have to know when this Mana Biyo,
we cannot make
so
more
this
than
informed them.
So we do not
notify you.
Lo yachonis,
the move them on to this Mana Biyo,
the Mana Biyo, the Mana Biyo, the Mana Biyo, the Mana Biyo, the Mana Biyo, the Mana Biyo, the Mana Biyo,
so then, so that's
the,
one letter.
The new moon,
we
will
appear,
the
chodeh, take another sheet of paper,
before the
brothers,
the
first day,
Shreim Chayaz, get peace
so
with you.
We don't have
Nulo.
Hilkach,
sondern er lebt das. Always he
says to calculate,
and then he told
me that this is our one.
Im Tick dem Schleichichem,
ich stecke ein anderes Piece of Paper,
mit Hilkach, du immer der Wimmelach,
die Tamme der
Mensch, so bezni,
ulachne,
du immer der Schogelus,
find it necessary,
and that letter was addressed to all the Jews who lived before,
to the Golds Bogdan, to the Golds Modai,
in all Goliaths, in all the Tzirachis Masi,
in all of Chutzlore,
Schleimche Yadu,
the peace be with you,
to
engage in the Cheshbenes,
to peace be with you forever.
And to your Nachlachos,
suppose we inform you, because
Liar the Chichin,
will let the Loshin of
much of the chasm,
who is considered
the dark effect,
the Liar the Chichin,
the result of the
Yavahide, the pigeon,
the astronomical calculation,
the minor king,
comes
the
very
slow,
the limbs are very small,
so,
there will be too much of it,
this man of it is not a right,
not one that
we didn't try to
get
it, we shaft
too much of the chasm,
because of that,
it became
the Shredish,
the Halachic
Shredish,
and to the mind of our colleagues,
the astronomical
Shredish,
what is the astronomical Shredish mean?
Do,
astronomical
Shredish means the day when
so
the moon appears.
So, James
Gabriel,
Joseph,
Shredish,
means
the Shredish,
the
first day of the month.
So it's not necessary
that the day of the
we see that the legal
Shredish
should be the same day
as
the
astronomical.
Many times
there's
a difference
there, but
Besdin cannot be Ma'aber the Chedesh.
If as a result of the Ma'aber the Chedesh,
so there will be too much of a variance between the legal Shredish and the astronomical Shredish. What is called too much of a variance, too much of a chasm, if it's more than 2 days. So then it is, if it is two full misles, so then it's too much of a variance between the legal Shredesh and the astronomical Shredesh. So Memele Besdin has to engage in certain astronomical calculations. So if the Gemara had said, then it would imply that the astronomical calculations as to whether as a result of the Kvius HaChedesh on the 31st of the outgoing month, a variance and an excessive variance will be occasioned. So then Besdin is not Me'avad HaChedesh. Besdin is not Me'avad HaChedesh, even though there is a tzeirach to be Me'avad HaChedesh on account of Yirak Yom Masi. But if as a result of the Me'avad HaChedesh there will be too much of a variance between the legal Shredesh and the astronomical Shredesh, so then Besdin is not Me'avad. So if the Mishnah had said Chishuv HaChedesh V'Shleisho, then it would mean that astronomical calculations as to whether a variance between the legal Shredesh and the astronomical Shredesh will be caused, that has to be carried out by Besdin Shoshleish. But the Mishnah doesn't say that. So Chishuv Loikotan. Now the Rav Amiri adds something to Rashi's Pshat. He says, what Rashi says is included in Chishuv HaChedesh. In other words, Besdin, before Besdin is Kiveya is Mikadish HaChedesh, Besdin decides which day to be Kiveya as the first of the new month. Whether the 30th, I mean, the choice is only between 2 days. You cannot be Kaveya the 29th of the outgoing month as the first of the new month. You cannot cannot be Kaveya the 31st, the 32nd of the as of the outgoing month as the first of the new month. But Besdin has a choice. In other words, as to be in 2 days, the 30th of the outgoing month can be Nikvas Reshchedesh, and the 31st of the outgoing month can be Nikvas the first of the new month. If Besdin decides to be Keveya the 30th of the outgoing month as the first of the new month, then the outgoing month is a Chosa. If Besdin decides to be Keveya the 31st of the outgoing month as the first of the new month, then the outgoing month is a Mole. Now, the halacha is the event, so atam afilu sheyigim, atam afilu mizidim, atam afilu mutim, that applies to Kiddush HaChedesh and to Ibar HaShonot. So even if Besdin arbitrarily, without any good reason, decided to be kaveya, let's say, the 30th is Rosh Chodesh of the new month, or the 31st, even if Bezdin did it arbitrarily, they won't miss it in, so the Eved, it's chal, it's effective. But, lechatchila, Bezdin is not allowed arbitrarily just to decide which day should be nikva as the first of the new month, whether the 30th of the month, or the 31st of the new month.
So Rashi says,
even if
Bezdin
decided
to arbitrarily,
without
the kippur, now the price says further. So the chachamim is to be mikasa. So not only Ma'abe, we need two simon.
So if let's say in truth there is even ignore the reason.
So
because of his certain say,
you cannot be Ma'abe of Masya.
You cannot be Ma'abe. So let's say
That we should be
Ma'amishachidish and to be Kivei HaShabbos, the 31st of Elul is the first of Tishrei. Because
so
in Beis,
the Tvuyah is right,
the 30th of Elul,
but in addition to the
first of Tishrei,
We also determine this with astronomical calculation.
So then it can result of
being the
Abiyah
of making the shell of the Abiyah as a shonot in the Mosrich and
Ma'abiyah, and we
are the first is of El,
the 31st is of El,
the Shabbos,
the 31st of El,
the first of Tishrei.
So then there will be an excessive variance between the legal
Nasus and the Shabbos,
and the
to be a million
of two misleads, so then,
so
Bezdin is not allowed to be mad.
So in other words,
Bezdin is not allowed
to be mad.
Bezdin has to engage in a sufficient reason by itself.
Then but together the Miri accepts this chart, but he says, he should also include the determination
on which day the Levone
appears,
whether the Levone explains it differently.
On the 30th of the hour going
the Rambam says,
or the Levone is going to appear on the 31st?
Now, the Mishnah
describes,
tells us
that the best
thing
is to be shown,
Emrin,
shono zu tzricho yibo, mipnei atkufa shel moshcho,
oy mikriyov,
yipopir shayilon,
shelo yigiyo, vein
shahadoi
ktan,
ve'agash
yisrak.
So the Rambam, Rashi
only mentions the other
tzad means, that this is mitzvah with one other simen.
The Miri says,
this
but
is also
if the Mishnah stated that all the astronomical calculations, even together with one Simon of the three, so we have to be anyway.
On account of the two Simon,
let's say the Kudesh,
Hedesh, Mikudesh,
Pirzilo,
has to be taken, so we
have, so
by Bezdin Shoshleish.
Bezdin,
by Bezdin is
Miabe, by Shoshleish,
because of the other two
Simon,
so they are Mikudesh. The Mishnah says, what is Ibo? Because a Shreidesh, an outgoing mount can either be a Choser or a
Choser.
It is a Choser if the 30th of the outgoing mount is declared as the first of the mount, so the outgoing mount is a Choser. It has only 29 days.
And so what purpose does it
if it is a Moray, is a
the 31st of the outgoing mount is declared as the first of the mount.
So then the 30th of the
mount is the outgoing mount.
So then the Chiddush is the Sabbath.
Of his Nisabe,
he didn't write. So
it says,
when Bez decides to make the outgoing mount into a mosque,
so it's and to declare
the 31st as of the outgoing mount,
and the first as the new mount,
these in themselves
are insufficient
grounds
to be mount of the church.
So
what does Bez do?
So it doesn't say Chishuv HaChidosh
B'Shleishos.
If it did state Chidosh HaChidosh B'Shleishos, it would imply that astronomical calculations
are very strange. According to Rashi,
calculations
that
are involved in the
Chidosh HaChidosh,
that has to be done B'Shleishos. And Kiddush Roy Mekon, he doesn't say Kiddush HaKiddush. Kiddush HaKiddush would the expression Kiddush HaKiddush would imply that the expression Mikudesh HaKiddush, Mikudesh, has to be done by
Kiddush.
It says only Ibor HaKiddush Leisho. In other words, that means that if Bez decides to be mounted out of the mount, so Bez has to say, Kiddush Leisho has to say, Miuber HaKiddush, Miuber, the outgoing mount is Miuber.
But
the outgoing mount is going to be the mount
The 29.
And in addition,
so the question is,
there is going to him,
why is that important?
Why is the expression?
So it's such important.
But according to
Rambam,
if there is just one
semen,
if Bezdin decides,
so then Bezdin cannot be married. So
what can Bezdin be married?
If there are two semen,
then the 31st, has to be declared
without
as the first of the new mother.
Without that,
so all the best is anyway.
So why does Bezdin claim to say
in the letter?
In the letter.
But since
it's going to, so Bezdin mentions this too.
Kiddush So let Bezdin just refrain from declaring the 30th as Mikudesh. So Mimeleu, Mimele, Kibbeh, the Shinelei, Limocho, Me'eber HaChidei, Sheova, Diyei, Mishleishin, Bas Reshodis.
So in
other words, the Kasha of the Gemara is not,
the people will not do anything.
On the 31st.
No, the 31st,
they should be killed. They should sacrifice.
So,
but
Mimeleu mentions that
the Kasha is
that Gemara,
that it happens by the people in Ibra Shoah is of importance.
Because the Gemara mentions
Miubar
Achidish,
but even that's what
the Gemara Achidish
ever mentioned whether the people are Smechi or not Smechi,
Miubar Achidish,
all of a sudden the 30th
will be in respect to
belong to
Ibra Shoah or the Gemara mentioned
when
people are Smechi,
Miubar Achidish, or not Smechi,
we require to
sometimes
they should do anything on the 30th,
but on the 31st they should say,
but people are not
Smechi.
And sometimes people are
the 31st
is
declared
as
the first of the new month. And the Loshna
Mishnah is Ibra Achidish.
Ibra Achidish implies
that
Bezdin has to say,
it is of the
Shoshlech
has to say
that people are happy
or people are not happy.
So
the Mishnah is the explanation
that the Ibra Achidish,
but since
it is of the important
time,
that people should be happy with
Ibra Achidish.
So Mishnah,
Bezdin
uses this as a sign in the Gemara.
Omar Abaye,
Tone Kiddush Achidish.
Now let's go further.
We're up to Yudalef and we should.
It should read
first to them.
It should read
Mishne.
So what
does it mean according to
the
Mishneh?
These are the three months.
Whether
the
outgoing man
is
declared by this
man,
or the outgoing man is declared by
this man. regardless whether the 30th of the outgoing month is declared as Mikvah's Mechel, so then Beis Din will say on the 30th, Mikudish Achidish Mikudish.
So if the Tvua didn't ripen,
Beis Din decides that the outgoing month should be
Mikudish.
And so Beis Din says on the 31st, Mikudish Mikudish.
So in other words, this Pesach has to be
the outgoing month. What should be the first?
What is Oviv
of the incoming month?
Oviv means,
so regardless whether the 30th of the outgoing
of the Tvua
is Mikvah's
Chedesh,
or the 31st of the outgoing month is Mikvah's Chedesh,
neither case.
So the sanctification of the Mishchedesh is made by Beis
Din.
So according to Rabbi Esther and Tanam, the Mishnah
holds that
Kiddush HaChidesh is required. The Ajira by Beis of Mikudesh is required.
So another time,
Beis in the 30th is sanctified.
Beis
in the 31st is sanctified.
That it already has to be Chidesh Ov. And what does Chidesh Ov mean?
That
Kiddush HaChidesh.
Tone Kiddush HaChidesh, the
new Tvua, the new Kvar,
Tanya Mo, Kiddush HaChidesh,
because of its
Tzeirah,
in order that they should be able
to,
that they should have enough of the Kvar, to be Makrile,
in the 31st,
if they will not
be Makrile,
so they might have difficulty,
because
in Tanya
Makrile, uses what washing, Voyivo Katan, so what the Bible says, they have to change the text.
So he says, you know, the camera also
shows the expression, the vision,
is evil, not
Kiddush Kiddush
which day we have to consider the three
regions in the Yehudah,
because an outgoing month can consist
of
29 days or 30 days. If the outgoing month consists of 29 days, so then,
if in two out of three regions,
it does not belong to the outgoing month.
Then we are
of the new month.
If in two
but
out of the
outgoing
month
is in Mole,
so
then it has 30 days.
So
it has a Yemibo.
Or if it's not considered as
which
a sufficient
Yemibo, the 30
years of a division.
So that means,
in the major part of our
Kiddush Yemibo B'Shleisho.
If
it is the Yemibo,
so
five if
is the first of the new month,
that means
the outgoing month
of
that requires
the Pesach modification
when it's already when the new
of the 30th
ripen as the first
of the new month,
that requires ripened everywhere and everybody
sanctifications.
In the bulk of Eretz Yisrael, the major
required
part of Eretz Yisrael. So if
Kiddush
two out of the three regions of Eretz Yisrael, it's already obvious. But if
but
we say that the reason is because of the
Tevayah,
in order to make
the 31st of the outgoing month,
in order to
first of the new month,
that doesn't require
what requires Kiddush
only
with
the Kvias
of the 30th as the first of the
month,
but the Kvias of the 31st
so
of the outgoing month is first
two
month,
the, let's
right
say in Ibrahim,
Kiddush
HaYadibo,
there
is not right. But in Yehudah, it did ripen.
So
it's possible for the
Eimei,
it's possible for the Eimei to be matched
with the Eimei,
so it's possible
for the Eimei to be
matched
with the Eimei.
So it appears
from this
Rashi
that Rashi accepts
the time,
because that the reason is why I love you. So
we
are not here because it's special because it's a Kosovo.
So Pesach has to say Mikudesh Mikudesh. What does it mean?
So
when
the new crop of Tvua, right?
Valpirsi,
so
another,
so
Simen,
this is how Rove explains.
They predict
why is the 30th of the outgoing month called
Because
if they will not be mavrishon,
what is the interval between
one new moon and another?
So by Shavuot,
between one,
the pale moon and another moon will be ripened up.
So it's 29 days.
He feels that
and 12 that without people,
and so by Shavuot, it will not be ripened. It will not be ripe.
So then Shem Tzadik will halakim.
And now it was divided
so according to Rashi, it means
that the criteria so that is whether
Sin Tzadikimu means
the judgment of Bezdin.
That means
that David Elon will be right.
793
at the time of Pesach.
1,000 days.
It has attained
a certain degree
60 minutes
of divided into 1,000 days.
However,
the Rambam
doesn't mention Shavuot. 793 1,000 days.
I don't know, I didn't figure it out.
How many minutes it is.
And now,
it consists of 1,080 halakh.
So, between one
so
new moon and another new moon,
there is an interval between 29 days, that normal.
And Tovshin Tzadik
reaches
12 hours
in the time of Pesach.
In other words, it's not as much as
12 hours.
The Tovshin Tzadik Yimu Chalok.
Whether in the judgment
of Bezdin
by Shavuot, it will be ripe or not.
In one month,
it will be not ripe.
Was, let's say,
even
at 9 o'clock.
By Shavuot,
at 9 o'clock,
it will be completely ripe.
In the morning,
but
so the
by
next
Pesach, it has been
29
days. The degree of
12
hours
of maturity,
the period 793 halakh.
So,
that degree of maturity,
so in which
that
day
it's normal
does the new moon happen?
To reach
it happens
by
in the 30th day
so
of the outgoing month.
So that's why
it's now,
that does not necessarily mean
that
the Meleb
always has to take place in the 30th. In the 30th day of the outgoing month. The Meled always has to take place in the 30th day as of the beginning of the astronomical month. But because of certain aloches and our calendar,
so let's see the
aloches
in Misacha Bishvu, and there is a cloud,
even if the Meled,
so why is that
the problem when the Pinus will be right?
What is the
cheshbon
of the calendar?
So it consists
of the people of Yema Biko.
In other words,
first of all,
that you have
except
actual
cheshbon in Kislev.
So
it doesn't mean
both can be
that just because
then it's called Bishonom
Jews will not be
both can be Chaseiri,
so then it's called Bishonom
Chaseiro,
or one can be
Mole and one can be
Echosnechan.
Now,
so cheshbon can be
one can say.
And the Kislev can be
in Matahak, the Mishnah.
So, and Kislev can be in Hak.
So, Sukis,
both
Cheshvan and Kislev are
Mele,
and it can be
Shonu Kere.
If both Cheshvan and Kislev are Kere,
so both
is Rachasim.
So, the Shonu is called
in Shonu
Kere. Can be Mele,
can be Mele.
So, let's say
Cheshvan is
Chosar and Kislev
is Mele. So, it doesn't mean.
Just because the
Shono
is not
right by Shavuot,
and the other man is
able to take a Moleach
at Chosem.
They'll still be, Jews will still be able to take a Mitzvah.
So Nisen
is a Moleach,
Iyar a Chosem,
because Sivan a Moleach,
Shavuot a Chosem,
Av a Moleach,
Elu a Chosem.
So
Tishri Moleach.
Then,
so Cheshvan and
Kislev,
so in the
regel anyway,
so Cheshvan and Kislev can both
and now,
if they're not right
by Chosem,
and let's say if you
Cheshvan can be
Chosem,
so
Kislev
and Moleach.
Be right.
So it couldn't be that way around.
They were not allowed to postpone.
So,
and then,
even though it
and
can
then,
be bought,
Teves,
it doesn't mean that he's allowed.
Teves
is always
a chosser.
So, Shvat
is always
a chosser.
So, it's a
chosser.
So, it's a chosser.
So, because of that,
we are
except Cheshvan and Kislev, with
one is a chosser and the other one is a mole.
So Rashi says like
so. That's the cloud.
Now then to the
furnace,
Equinox
and the autumn.
The Shchedesh,
the first day of the Shchedesh,
Rakufe Bein
Alpes has to be
Shemistanis
Shemistakeves.
And
the
day,
of the day,
Adam
to call it.
There is a cloud of Adu,
In other words, the Tkufas Tishrei, that means the autumnal equinox
on Sunday,
so will take place.
So the Shvetas Tishrei is not Mikvan Sunday? The
Dalet,
in the Milet of Tishrei, on Wednesday,
in the Chagos,
so it's not.
If that
it's not
Tzukeva
and Dalet,
to be
the Nikva the next day,
or
is it to be in the Friday,
in the
new moon of Tishrei,
it's to be the autumn
Friday,
so it's not Nikva and Friday,
so be on Shabbos.
So there's a link in the Mikva,
maybe Tzok,
whatever it means.
But there is a loch,
in other words,
that Tzukeh
has to be
already part of Tzukeh, so all of Tzukeh.
If the male has to be after Chatzeis,
so then
what the
Chalamayet is Nikva
has to be after,
and then we have the cloud
on Getzrat.
So the male
is the male
is on Tuesday,
Wednesday,
Tuesday night.
So
the night
show is
Otomo
Equinox
will be after
Sukkot.
So then,
so that's,
and Rish Dal Chalokim.
So then,
that we have
to,
that they have to be
the month Chishchidish is Nikva.
So then also,
the Nikva
also has reference
to the Kufet,
to the Vernal
Shviz,
the Vernal
Banner.
But after
Beit
Kufas Nevish
and Yushas Monday,
and 9 o'clock in the morning,
Beit
Shavua, so Emer,
the Lord,
Takpat Chalokim,
so it's also
Nikva the next day. So
it
is,
so this is the calendar. This is the calendar.
Now,
so
and also, I mean that in every month
you take Shonim.
So we have
the seven Shonim's
Mubos.
In other words, that let's say
the third year
in the Marzer
is the Shonim Mubares. The sixth year in the Marzer is the Shonim Mubares.
The eighth year in the Marzer is Shonim Mubares.
The
Vernal
year, the 14th year,
will
the 17th year
in Isaiah.
So that's the whole calendar.
It will be
the now,
so because of this calendar, because of the Klal of Adu,
so then,
and of
we have to remember the Shon.
That if the Melech
so
is
after
the Chatzos, so then it's Mikva
the next day,
and of Getrat,
but to Fas Nisim.
So
because of that, so it's possible,
so it's possible
that
the Melech of a certain month
should not be
on the third year
as of the Shredesh.
Why?
Because
there is,
so he says,
we don't go
our calendar is not based upon the Cheshbon Amiti, but it's based upon the Cheshbon
Amiti.
As
the
Rambam
says,
the Cheshbon
Amiti.
So what is the purpose of this calendar, which is called
Cheshbon
Amiti?
Cheshbon
Amiti
says,
that Kufas Nisikva,
because up to that Gemara,
the Gemara was only discussing
Kufas.
So the purpose of this calendar of a
Yahweh,
Johnny,
Tkufas Nis,
not
with seven move
now
in the morning,
not actually with
the
Hevi,
the Gemara
mentions,
Tkufas said,
except
with Tkufas and Kislev,
the perceived
Shaboyer as Hedeshon,
when it's a Shonam Leo, when it's a
Shonam Leo,
when it's a
Shonam Leo,
what's the purpose of all this?
The purpose of all this
is that the
is
to equalize
the
sun with the moon.
That's the purpose of the Maharaz of
Hedeshon.
To equalize it
for this calendar,
so Pesach could be,
let's say,
December.
It's only because of this Marzer of Yuteshonim,
that
every Marzer of Yuteshonim has seven Shonim. That's why Pesach does not occur in December.
Otherwise,
Pesach could be in December.
Pesach could be in December.
Now,
so
why in there?
Let's say, I mean,
so
according to the Kabbalah,
so
they are Mikadesh,
so you see,
they are Mikadesh,
every even now,
they are Mikadesh,
and they don't have
Ishmael. I don't know where Mikudes were put in
the Kabbalah, Pesach could be in December too.
You see.
So the purpose of the Marzer of Yuteh Shoni, with seven Shoni
put in the Kudes,
is to equalize the sun with the moon.
That Pesach
should not be.
That
I mean, because
Pesach should not
give us an insight.
Now, this is the law of
how do we know?
I mean,
Shmiras
Chedeshon.
Mipnei,
so Shmiras Chedeshon.
That means,
so in other words,
if the Pesach
has to be off,
if the Zvot,
why?
If the Zvot,
the Torah mentions,
if the Zion Nisan,
amen,
will not be before March 21st.
Shmei of
Shaltkufa.
March 20th, March 21st.
So they have a chodosh to be me'avad the chodosh.
Now
we don't have any bez me'avad. So that was done by Hillel. So today the calendar
because
the
Hillel is from the Shonim,
which every month of the Shonim containing seven Shonim.
So
that's why
takes care of
that's why
that should occur
before March 20th. The first day of the Shredesh.
Everybody said.
So, between the legal Rishchedesh and the astronomical Rishchedesh. But because of that aloche, there is a variance.
So
the calendar
that people
that was nikva by Yilashini that takes care that there shouldn't be too much of a variance.
So because the new moon always has to be in the 30th. It has to be in the 30th day as of the astronomical. And usually it is like that. But sometimes there is a slight variance. That's called his money. But if the 31st of the outgoing month,
because if the tkuf is back
as the first of the new month, then it doesn't require any kiddush achirish.
He's talking about the tkuf astishri.
says
so,
the
so
the
Because the first of the old month, of the outgoing month,
could not be the day when the new moon appeared. So when the new moon appeared, so it's not the 30th. So it's not the 30th of the outgoing month.
So,
but
there
is no variance, because the calendar, as the Rambam calls it, takes care that there shouldn't be any real variance. It's not a cheshbon amid.
To be
but
the
on the whole, there is no variance.
That's
sometimes there is a variance.
And then he said,
and the reason is why there is a variance, because of Yom HaKadoshim V'Yatom Eino Shoah. That's the reason as to why there is a slight variance sometimes. But on the whole, there is no variance. So in Mele, the 30th of the outgoing month represents also the day when the new moon appears. So Mele doesn't require chizuk, that best you should say mikudesh mikudesh. But kviyas is required kviyas by
Mele.
See. When the Rebbe Baruch Tzadik says, Shaloi bizmanei mikachinei say, Rebbe Baruch Tzadik means, Bezdin doesn't have to be kevei ha'elisi. Mi ha'atzmei it's nikva, the 30th. Inasmuch as Bezdin wasn't kevei, the 30th of the month, so me meile, by necessity, the 31st becomes the first of the new month. It could not, the 32nd could connection with the first of the new month. Because if
so
the outgoing month has 31 days, that's an impossibility.
Emphasizes
so the fact that it doesn't require the Amir Mikudesh Mikudesh.
So,
but
the Rambam Shite is,
but the Rambam by Bez, that the Rambam is required.
That
is required.
That we can be Lavo
Chishub Kotan. The Shono Josh and Tkubzalo.
Chishubzalo.
Why did the cowboy only
show me
God to the other two Simon
and now we know Chesimon?
But Tkufa
Ibochede.
So what is the issue?
What requires this?
Is enough
that Ben
the Shon of
has to figure out,
has to engage in calculations.
What kind of calculations?
And so Amiri points out
that Kufa
both calculations.
The same thing.
One calculation is the calculation that
we need two Simon.
In other words,
so
the best
place
to figure out
also
is to determine
that
the result of the
Kviyas
Beshchedesh on a certain day,
we can be
so no
how
excessive variance would be caused.
There won't be a chasm
of more than 2 days, between the legal Beshchedesh and the
Zanamik
of Beshchedesh.
So
he explains it because it's too simple.
And also,
the best case was to engage in the astronomical calculations.
So
as two
tkufes
on this day
will
in the coming year
will appear
will not be regular.
Who are looking?
In other words, first of all,
whether it can be
tkufas
whether it can
will be
whether
she also will see it or not.
Well,
and also if Ben will not be accidental.
So on account of that
fact,
that tkufas tishe
of the coming tishe will be
accepted,
and they don't see it.
So
basically,
cannot
determine
just
on the
basis
of the moon or
the irregularity
of the
astronomical
computation,
they can determine whether
it is possible
for
anyone to see the moon.
Let's say
on the Ramay
is telling
on the Rambam
that
is also
included
in the
Chishuv
by
Ben.
That it doesn't make any difference.
So
whether
when
it
says
Ibrahim's
nature
means
Chishuv
Achim, or
it's Boy,
Chidish Achim,
Steiner,
that was not
my Abbas.
Now, let's see the Kufa Smechin, or you had Kufa Mabrin. So I call it one alternative. So let's say, even if we say that Rambam Paschal, but there's Rabbi Lee, why do you say that Rambam Paschal is a Pshit? So we have to say that Rambam Paschal is a Pshit. Rambam Paschal is a Pshit. Was on Saturday because the Mishnah was in Rashona. Now we have the Kriyas, first of all, the Kriyas Ashona, and the Kriyas Ashona.
It's only Rishim Gamliel, it's not
Hashem is Luach.
And even with respect to Rishim Gamliel, but then it's not by the
Yipshim.
So Lele explained the Gemara Rosh Hashanah.
This Chodis, you must have to consider every year, and this year, should we make this particular year a shameful Beres or not?
But so how did they consider it? On the basis of Kufa,
in other words, they took cognizance. Of the Shtas of Ono, that the Shtas Chalo
is not Chilek and Tanekame. Rabbi Gamliel is only explained to not me a very certain Shono.
When will the Tkufas Nisn? Tkufas Nisn means the Mar
Shono. It's only explanatory of what so Tanekame says. It's not Chilek.
Will that be supposed to not be a Mar Shono? Will the Tkufas Nisn be
even
will
March 20th,
will March 20th be after the 16th of Nisan?
So, present any real difficulty
so if without being Me'avon Shom, so March 20th will be after the 16th of Nisan,
then Bezen was not going to be
where the Rabshim Gamliel says last Kufa.
He means that March 20th alone, we can be mad without evil. Even without
so March 20th would be before,
he only means
before
that
Pesach.
Kufo is one of the two
before
symbolism.
Pesach. So then Pesach
let's say
did not have to be Me'aber on this cause of Tkufa and
but so then, let's say there was another
so
another reason.
Because of Ovin. Because of Ilonis.
And Kufa alone.
Because of Ilonis. So Pesach would be able to be Me'aber because of Ilonis.
The Rambam apparently explains.
So,
number one,
that,
he
so that was done.
That Rabshim Gamliel is not clear. He's not machleik.
Before
then
he was given this look.
There is no doubt that
now,
when Rabshim Gamliel
so what did Bezen have to do?
He certainly means
to engage
that
our Kufa alone. That's the
Chesh
Bezen
is Me'aber.
Suppose the Shona will not become Ulbeares.
Because, but
so,
the Gemara has not by it, where the Rabshim Gamliel, when he said, because what is the coming of Nisan,
I'll switch the Gemara Ma'av and Hashon. Will March 20th, will let's say, March 20th be,
so certainly Rabshim Gamliel says,
or will be after Pesach, without Ibo. So,
but
the question
is,
will be after Pesach,
only means
to be Me'aber.
That Ant Kufa
so the Yibra Shona really
or he also means
Chishu.
Not only that Bezdin is Me'aber,
so that
Bezdin is Me'aber and Kufa alone, and when Bezdin is Me'aber and Kufa alone,
so it's fair.
Why is Bezdin important?
Why is
Bezdin
important?
Why is Bezdin important? Why is
Bezdin
important?
We also must say
that
the Amira Toya Shaykat is the Jewish model. We shall not be made to listen to it. Tone Namir Gabbat is Shibu.
So, one thing is certain,
that Namir Lechishu Ibu, Vashmino Lechishu Ibu, Shibu Gamliel, when he says, Loi Loi Moli Loi 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 Loi
Loi Loi Loi Loi
Loi Loi
Loi Loi Loi Loi Loi
Loi
Loi Loi Loi Loi Loi Loi Loi Loi Loi Loi Loi
So
that's Kufa.
So
the Amikadish.
The question is, does the Shimon Gamliel say expression of
the
same Kufa
relate
they
only
don't say anything
to Alechot Memeim Habrin that Kufa is
by Bezni
we are Me'arim even though it's a Chodit.
It doesn't mean that Kufa is by Bezni is not
required. But there is
it
no
also
Amir that is required.
It also applies.
So in other words,
this is how the Rambam explained the Gemara.
There has to be a clear
Tkufa's Meichin, that Rav Shimon Gamliel, when he said Alat Kufa, so it's not only that he says Alat Kufa Mehavrin, but he says two things. Alat Kufa Mehavrin, Alat Kufa's Meichin.
Now,
Alat Kufa Mehavrin, just Alat Kufa Mehavrin.
So, how does Bezin decide?
So,
how
and Rav Shimon Gamliel is not Chelikat Tanikame,
obviously,
he's only something he's Meisiv on the Tanikame. It's explanatory of that.
Which Cheshbon, the basis of which Cheshbon does Bezdin decide? So it could be Tupshot.
Right, now,
either, in other words, according to Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer holds
that
neither this man in Rosh Hashanah is Kiddush required. So that means no Amire is required. Bezdin doesn't have to say Mikud is Kiddush on the 30th. Bezdin doesn't have to say Mikud is Kiddush on the 31st. But Bezdin does have to engage. Bezdin has to engage in certain aspects. Which has been the
Bezdin?
So the Miri here says, Bezdin has to engage in the Cheshbonis to figure out
on which day the new moon is. Again,
on which day will the new moon
be?
So in other words, that's the Cheshbon.
The Chathchila, the Cheshbon.
There is a need.
You see, there are two Cheshbonis.
There is a need for two
Cheshbonis. To bring Cheshbon from Yehuda
and Cheshbon from Tzoi.
It's not Cheshbon from Tzoi. Cheshbon
means when Bezdin figures out when the new moon appears.
Cheshbon from Tzoi, that's the Cheshbon from our Ruach. That is inherent in our Ruach.
In all these qualities, the Marzel, the Shonim, the Luboris,
and the Chmolachat Choset,
because Cheshbon and Kislev, according to certain qualities,
so sometimes
the Shon Luhasiro, sometimes the Shon Luhasiro.
So the purpose of all these Cheshbonis, of all these Cheshbonis,
now,
what are the preventive features, the characteristics of
variance?
Now, what is the
astronomical basis?
Rishchein
is dynamic.
That's the equinox.
So there is no substantial
variance. But it's like variance, there might be.
The center.
There will never be some variance of today.
As a result of this Cheshbon.
That marks the beginning of this calendar, so there could be a
astronomical basis
of 10 days or 15 days.
What are the symptoms of this calendar?
What are the symptoms of spring?
Of the calendar of Hila,
the Tvuyah begins to ripen,
to prevent this substantial
variance, and there is this
variance.
These are the symptoms of spring.
And some melee of the variance,
the first Lashon
HaRashi is alone,
in which Tvuyah
Tvuyah Ma'abri.
If not
for the mountain
with Sheva Shono Boris,
there would be a very substantial variance.
Spring.
So you could have, sometimes really you could have Pesach in December,
so then,
and sometimes you could have Pesach
so
in July, and sometimes in December.
So,
in
so
September,
if,
let's say,
so
because
the,
of this Marzer of Yitzhak Shono,
with
those ripe
seven Shonets
me Boris,
so there is no variance.
The symptoms of slight variance.
There is slight variance.
So that's called Cheshbon
Mitzvah. That it's not
Cheshbon altogether.
Because
some of the symptoms of spring are lacking.
There is always
so, slight variance.
So when,
there
when
has to
we
be
have
a slight
all the symptoms of spring,
all the time,
in other words, if we have two simonim,
of
Yom Yom
Yom
Yom
Yom, so there couldn't be an absolute
now,
correspondence between in order to have absolute
correspondence between
the Shreinish and the
Shreinish, let's say, the Minuta Achasmen, Hakel Speichin, Shinim Abol,
the Minuta Achasmen. So there has to be a slight variance.
But only slight variance.
So that's called, so
why is there also a slight variance?
Not a substantial variance.
There is no substantial variance between
the lunar year and the solar year.
There is no substantial variance between
the legal Shredesh
and
so the synonymic Shredesh,
because
the three of this law,
because of
the Cheshbon Mukhar from this Gemara.
Because
now,
then there is a Cheshbon
Mitzvah,
then we understand
why
Bezdin,
the Rambam says that Bezdin
used to engage in astronomical calculation,
figuring out
the Ivayal
before
the ripeness, let's say,
when will the new part of the world is not important.
So
what is important only
is that when
it has reached maturity, that who is the patient reached maturity, so
Chishu,
maturity,
Chishu Bishoy.
But
so,
if
so, so not the Gemara means the Cheshbon Amiti.
Why is that? Why is
not
that
the
more important than in Bavel?
The Cheshbon Amiti, not the Cheshbon Amtsoi. So now, what does it mean? Reb Lezer says that Kiddush is not required at all. Neither Bismane nor Shaloi Bismane. So it means that no Amira is required. No Amira is required. But Bezdin is Kiveya the Chedesh. On the basis of the astronomical calculation, when the new moon appears. When the new moon appears. So Bezden is Keveya the Chodosh. So in other words, so it's not necessary that Bezden should say Mikudesh. Now I don't know what the Pshat is in Reb Lezer. Whether the Pshat in Reb Lezer is now what is the Pshat in Reb Lezer? Whether the Pshat in Reb Lezer is that we do not require that Bezden has to say,
so there wouldn't be no Yichet.
Hayim Rish Chedesh,
no special significance.
Has to say the expression Mikudesh,
from the Roshan of Rashi.
But to say that Bezden has to say,
the Bezden is the first of the Mount,
or the Pshat in the Rezer is, that Bezden doesn't have to say anything. But Bezden just has to engage in certain calculations, and then decide that the third year. But there is no formula that has to be recited by Bezden. Let's say, according to Rabbi Zabarab Tzodei, so when Bezden decides to be coming at the third year, as the first of the new Mount, then there is a certain formula. No Amir at all. As long as Bezden decides this day, the 30th is the first of the new month, that's it. And that's how the Rachum of the Rambam says. Bezden doesn't have to say anything. No Amir. Not the Amir of Yehudesh, but there has to be
so.
Two individuals from Kuzoye historical fact that in Shnat
walk with him
and they want nice people.
So
Kom Chachavaya was Keveya.
So one
this calendar
kill the other.
That's an accepted
historical.
But the Rambam doesn't mention
Yisavde.
The Rambam
after he did it. So yes,
Ule is Alochel Veshim simply.
that when so there is a Bezdin HaGadol, so then Bezdin HaGadol, or
so it was built by
Chnesh, who received Rishus from Bezdin HaGadol, has to be
given Kavish HaKadosh,
But let's say So
don't touch him anymore.
He still would have done the same thing.
Was Mikadosh?
So maybe it was not a question.
The days was of a question of
Tzich. But it was
the
question of Machli Rosh. The
Achilles requires either
of Machli Rosh or a Bezdin that received the shoes from Bezdin.
So he was bothered by his conscience.
How could the Achilles have got a fire of it?
You don't have to be disturbed because
this wasn't an equivalent
of Mishnah.
So it was only an idiot of Machdi Rosho. So
then Kach Nefesh is there.
It's another Bezdin. And it's the Tevechal Hashem Bezdin HaGadol. When does the Tevechal Hashem Bezdin HaGadol?
Kotame
when he functions in the Lishkan HaGadol. So that is a song in the Rambam. How did the Rambam sing that up to the days of a Bible? After the days of
the question is,
there was
now this happens
when Kiddush HaKadosh
lived down in Israel.
So that was even there was no Bezdin HaGadol. Was bottling before, even before.
So it's possible that it became Shulchan
Mishnah. So it's part of the answer. How is it possible that the Jewish
function?
After all, we know
as a matter of fact,
Adishem,
because he wasn't a professional chief
of that.
Out of anger, in the heat of passion, the heat of fury.
So what till they say?
So the Sifri says,
Adishem, Adishem,
Yavne.
So that's in regard to what we see. But how is it possible that such a thing,
such anger, such fury,
so we see
that there is
a Chalei Shem Bez Nagod, but
when Bez Nagod does not function in
Bez Nagod,
then we don't have it
only all the kirchas of Bez
Nagod. Let's say we got in the Chiyu,
that's the Rashi,
only one who is really
kind of Bez Nagod,
and the way of
somebody else
is Mishkes Nagod, that is Israel,
Mrs. Bez Nagod.
But if one is really kind of the way of Bez Nagod,
he said,
Bez Nagod,
So even after Rabbi Nachman, as long as this was a vav,
So
But it hurts me.
So
that's difficult.
So Rabbi Nachman raised the question.
The Ram doesn't say that it's Kiyach soil.
He says the Amzak Kiblech.
He does
not possess the same Tushet.
Oh.